Well, Kieran, immediately after that game, that was an absolutely enthralling game, went to extra time, wonderful game of football.
It was, we Shane, in fairness, we knew we had a big task on our hands to come out here to Dingle, try and take them on in their own backyard. There's nothing between the two teams, it was the same last year in the championship, in the semi-final in Killarney. We probably got to look at a draw that day, and to be honest, I thought I cost us the game there. There was a ball the goalie should have had, and I went for it and knocked it out of his hands, and between the two of us it went into the net, and I thought I cost us. But in fairness, my fellow county man Daniel Bohan pulled it out of the fire with a great goal late on, and when that went in, I kind of thought that it might be our day.
How upsetting was that for you as a person, Daniel Kieran? Because I said that never happened to you before.
No, I didn't know. I never did that before. But it's upsetting because this team has worked unbelievably hard. And to think that I might have cost them, it would have been bad. But in fairness...
But you didn't cost them anyway. Listen to me. And at the end of the day, he lost a man. Then a man was sent off and he seemed to settle down. There's great resilience in this team and the way they've settled down and the way they played.
There is this great resilience. And it's a young enough team, bar a few of the old fellas like Kirby, but for a player like William Kirby, I'm absolutely delighted that for him, that if it is his last game, I don't know if it is, because he's a miracle man in my eyes, because his body told him to stop playing 5 years ago and he's still playing now, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was another year in him. But it's a relatively young team, like Shane Callaghan there, he got sent off today, but he's been a stalwart for us all year, probably a bit unlucky to be sent off, but I thought he showed great stuff there today early in the first half, and it's just a great win for the Stacks, for our management team who have trained so hard for the last 3 years, and there's a good buzz in this club, and it's great to win something at the end of the day.
What does it mean to you personally? You're after a long, hard year. You were out in Australia, just back. You covered every inch of the grass here today. You were absolutely running. What does it mean on a personal basis to finish up the year for an inter-county man like you now?
It means everything, really, to be honest. It's been a very hard year. And what happened in the final was hard for us, and... You know, it was important that we win this game, and fairness to us, we dug deep there, because it didn't look like we could win it when we went to man down, and then when we gave away a goal with 5 or 6 minutes to go, but we never dropped the head, we kept going, and it's a great win for the team.
Kieran, you show lovely emotion. You're a very emotional person. The football means a lot to you, your club means a lot to you, winning and losing means a lot to you. Does emotion mean a lot in your game?
Not normally. I'm very bad today, I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's just, I don't know, it's a weight off my shoulders, because I've lost a lot of big games with the Stacks, and we kind of said to ourselves that this is one we have to win, and thankfully that that we came out here today and showed the hard work the fellas have put in. They've been in Bannis since November, up and down sand dunes, and it would have been a shame if we'd left it behind us today, but we've got to give Dingle massive credit. It pushed us right to the very end, and it's just a big win for this team and a big win for this club, and this is a young team, and hopefully this will spur us on to better things.
Finally,
in the
I never leave you go after an interview where I ask you, how's your grandmother doing?
She's great, Farm. She'd be better now that we won, I'd say. Maybe not too happy when you might have been describing how that ball went into the net with 5 minutes to go.
Actually, Kieran, I happened to be on the air live when it happened.
Yeah,
unfortunately
yeah.
for you, maybe.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, but that's fine. Once you let them know that we came back and won the game, and it was a big win for this team, and I can't say any more, really. Only I'm delighted for the club and the team that we got this result today.
Listen, don't ever stop trying showing your emotions. Keep showing your emotions, because that means an awful lot, and the day you stop showing your emotions, you won't be the man you are. Thank you, Kieran.
Thanks, Weishi. Thanks, bye.